Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Cheung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. This week, we have the eminent jewelry designer of Lina Jewelry, Jaslina Ahmad.
To me, that is the satisfaction of my work, to see the customer really enjoy her piece, really appreciate the work that I've done, and to wear it with such pride.
After that, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, gets us ready for the jolly season with a trend from our youth that will leave Britney Spears and Paris Hilton nodding with approval, the going out tops.
These days, they're actually coming back in a whole different range of silhouettes. I mean, they definitely look slightly more modest than the designs back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come in long covered sleeves, high neck designs, or even turtleneck designs.
But first up is our style maker for this week, Jaslina Ahmad. Jaslina Ahmad of Lina Jewelry left the media life of working in TV to pursue her passion in jewelry designing. When started out as a hobby, later turned into a career that led to the creation of her own jewelry brand, Lina Jewelry. The mother of two founded her own label, boasting a stunning range of statement-making pieces that are infinitely classic yet still has a bit of edge, making it perfect for the modern-day woman. Jaslina combines her travels and love for jewelry and encapsulates those elements into her designs by pairing various eye-catching materials from semi-precious stones like amethyst and quartz to freshwater pearls that are sourced from all around the world. The brand managed to place its foot steadfastly into the international market when it attained a praiseworthy shout-out in the British Vogue magazine, and in 2012, the brand made its debut at the Backstage Creation Celebrity Retreat of the Teen Choice Awards, where her designs were seen amongst the young Hollywood glitterati. Moving past the stigma of costume jewelry, the brand is currently revamping its styles to adapt to new millennial demands. And in the studio with me today, I'm joined by the designer herself, Jaslina Ahmad, and she shares her journey so far as a jewelry designer.
Jewelry started off as a hobby after my children started going to school. And as a girl, I've always liked jewelry. I've always enjoyed designing my own jewelry. So one day I was with a friend who was in the clothing business. Mm-hmm. She went to Hong Kong for a trading fair, a fashion fair. And I just went just to accompany her. And I came across this stand selling beads, wooden beads in all sorts of colors. And something just got to me. I just stood there for a few minutes and I decided I have to do something with these beads. So I bought some, I came home and I strung them up. Mm-hmm. I mixed them with semi-precious beads. Mm-hmm. As opposed to having just plain wooden beads, I mixed them with semi-precious just to give it a bit more value, a bit more texture. And I used contrasting colors like green and orange and brown and purple. And they sold. There was a Ramadan bazaar in BSC. I made 20 pieces and within the 2 weeks, they were gone.
Now, I know that it's been a while since you were last on BFM. You were interviewed by Frida on Enterprise Show,
yes,
right? That was sometime in 2011.
That's right.
Now, what have you been up to since then?
The following year, in 2012, I had this opportunity to bring Lina Jewelry to the backstage event at the Teen Choice Awards in Hollywood.
Mm.
And basically what it was, It was a lounge backstage following the Teen Choice Awards for the celebrities to come and select their gifts.
Now, I know that you've seen quite a number of celebrities. You've met them. I've seen photos on your website. Even Justin Bieber, Carly Rae Jepsen, Adam Rodriguez from CSI at Miami as well. I mean, how does it feel to be able to meet these celebrities?
It's really nerve-wracking.
And knowing that they are wearing your jewelry as well, right?
Yes, but they're really nice and they are really impressed with my collection. Mm-hmm. And they really like it. And they ask me, where are you from and where is your jewelry? And when I say Kuala Lumpur, they say, oh, that's so far away. And I'm like... You know, so, and but it's flattering to know that my design works. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted my designs to be universal, to be timeless, and to appeal to across a large age group. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a very successful trip for us.
And what about in 2012? You've expanded your line from jewelry to clothing. What prompted you to make this decision?
Well, it was basically for my customers to have something to wear with the jewelry. Mm. Because, you know, there were many requests, you know, from customers to say, right, I got the jewelry, what do I wear this with?
So do you design the clothing as well?
Yes, I keep it simple because the jewelry has to stand out.
Minimalist.
Right, yes. So the first collection was in just two colours, black and grey. Mm-hmm. And they are made of jersey with a few percent of spandex. Mm-hmm. So they are stretchable and they don't crease. And you can wear them from the office right to the end of the day when you go out for a drink or when you go for dinner. You just throw on some jewelry, change your shoes, and you're ready for the evening.
I know as of now you have a ready-to-wear collection, Lina Basics, right? Mm-hmm. Are there any plans on creating more clothes, you know, or are you more focused on jewelry designing?
Currently, I'm more focused on jewelry because that is where my real passion is. Mm-hmm. The clothes, the next collection will come out eventually, but I got to wait for the inspiration to come.
So what kind of inspirations are you waiting for? Like, do you get them
that's
from?
That's the thing, you see. I get them anywhere and everywhere. Mm-hmm. I love to travel. I love music. I love art. I love food. Mm-hmm. Friends, family. Mm-hmm. So anything that makes me happy, anything that catches my attention, anything that moves me will inspire me to come up with something.
Now, I know your brand were even mentioned in British Vogue magazine back in 2012.
Yes.
How did this happen?
I just received an email saying that they have come across my website. Mm-hmm. They like my jewelry, and they would like to offer me the opportunity to be featured in their magazine.
And then after that, you were showcased at the Backstage Creation Celebrity Retreat of the Teen Choice Awards in Hollywood.
Yes.
And I mean, what is it about your designs that would attract international market? Because it's not easy to cater, because we usually cater to our local market. But what is it about your designs that would attract international market?
They're modern, yet classic. They're simple, yet edgy. Mm-hmm. They're unique. And every piece is different. Even in a collection, even though the style and the look is the same, but every piece is different. Mm.
Now, I want to know, what are your thoughts on the current Malaysian jewellery scene?
Well, fashion in jewellery is very much dominated by the younger set these days. Mm-hmm. And because of the buying power of this younger set, I find the jewelry that really flies off the shelves are the lower price point ones. But having said that, there is also that market that can afford nice things. So as a designer, it's you have to decide which market are you targeting for. Mm.
What has been the biggest challenge that you've faced, you know, throughout your journey as a jewellery designer?
I would have to say trying to educate the buyer that my jewellery is not costume jewellery.
So how do you educate them?
So I have to explain and say that these are semi-precious stones. These are not plastic. They're not man-made. They're natural stones. Number two, I use silver and gold. Mm. I use 14-karat gold. And I use sterling silver. So, I mean, you can't compare Lina jewellery and refer to it as costume jewellery because then you are referring to the resins and the plastics and, you know, the normal metal jewellery that you find in the market. So, yes, that has been my biggest challenge.
Now, let's move on to some of your designs. I know you've released your Christmas-themed limited edition collection. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the elements that you have injected into this collection?
I use pearls, freshwater pearls. Mm-hmm. And I use the rounded shape ones because some freshwater pearls are like baroque shapes or they're like oval, you know. So I use the round ones and I use a spacer to put on top of the pearls and then when it dangles, it looks like an ornament from the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yes.
I can imagine it right now.
Yes.
Mm.
So I use... So the design for the whole collection is the same. That's the basic style. Then I use... to make them different, I use different coloured pearls to make each piece unique. I have pink pearls, I have orange pearls, grey pearls, black pearls, or the pure white ones. And I also use a 14-karat gold for the hooks and for the chains.
How many pieces do you have for this limited edition Christmas collection?
Normally, my collection will not be anything more than 30 pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Per design or the whole entire thing?
The collection.
The whole collection itself.
Yeah, which is like earrings, necklaces and bracelets.
Now, I want to know, as a jewellery designer, when you design a themed collection, for example, for like the Christmas collection, now, I mean, would your customers, when they buy the Christmas collection after Christmas, do they still wear it?
Yes. Well, you see, unless it's something that's very Christmas, like it's got a Santa Claus charm or something, or a candy cane, you know, like this ones with the that looks like the baubles from the Christmas tree. This collection is called Vicky. It's classic, so meaning you can also wear it throughout the rest of the year. But if it's got Santa Claus or candy cane or a snowflake, then it's something that they will keep till the following Christmas.
Now, I know you've released quite a number of collections since you first started your jewellery brand, like Lara, Shalimar and Destine. Mm-hmm. Now, does each of the collection has its own story?
Yes. Shalimar. Shalimar came about after I did my Umrah, my pilgrimage to Mecca. And I was struck by the beauty of the whole place, the architecture of the mosque, the serenity of the place, and the colours, you know, Alhambra and all that. It just came into mind when I was thinking of the design. And so that's why Shalimar's collection is multicoloured and it has lots of gold filigree beads. To give that Middle Eastern colourful...
And feel, I know.
Feel, yes.
What's the design process like for a collection that you're designing?
I start with colours.
Colours first?
Yes.
Why colours?
Because, well, I do a lot of research as far as trends and fashion goes. I always... refer to the colour charts of the upcoming seasons. And then I pick my colours from there. And then I choose the materials that will have those colours. And then the designs will come.
Now, you also do customization designs.
Yes.
Now, what were some of the most interesting requests that you've gotten from your customers?
I would say the most interesting was this... jade set that my customer had bought from Burma.
So she brought it to your shop?
She brought it to my shop, and she said she bought the set because she liked the jade.
Not the design, but the jade.
Not the design. The design looked like it came from the 1950s in that yellow 22 karat
gold. Oh, I can imagine that. My grandma used to wear that.
Yeah, so she asked me to redesign that piece. And so I kept it simple. I put it on a nice 18 karat chain.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did it in like drops with a simple mound. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. She was nearly in tears when she saw it. And to me, that is the satisfaction of my work, to see the customer really enjoy her piece, really appreciate the work that I've done, and to wear it with such pride, and you know that, and she knows that she was glad that she came to me, and when that happens, then I know my job is done.
Now tell us about some of the materials that you work with.
Well, besides the pearls, I also use jade and amethyst and citrine and quartz.
Where do you source
beautiful
them?
Beautiful stones. Anywhere and everywhere. When I travel, because I do a fair bit of traveling, you know, like with the family for holidays and stuff, or sometimes I go to the jewelry fair. I'm always looking out for things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, are there any exciting plans or projects in the upcoming future?
Well, right now, I'm re-evaluating the direction that we want to go in terms of style. So I will be coming up with a new collection, hopefully by the end of the first quarter of next year. Yeah.
So finally, where can our listeners find you?
Okay, I have a showroom office in Plaza Damas. And we are open during office hours, Mondays to Fridays, and beyond that, it's by appointment.
Stay tuned, because after this, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Al Malaysia, gets us ready for those night outs with the evolved going out tops. But before that, here's a Christmas song to boost up your Christmas mood. It's Nat King Cole with Mrs. Santa Claus. Have a listen and let me know what you think, and tweet me at AdelineCSK or BFM Radio. This is Stylefall, and I'm Madeline Chung on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Stylefall. Earlier on, we spoke to Jaslina Ahmad of Lina Jewelry. Now, if you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Al Malaysia, takes us back to the noughties with a trend that has recently been reinvented for 2017, the going out tops. And this week, we are talking about going out tops for Christmas. Now, this Christmas, you shouldn't have to stick to clean-cut and dry outfits. I've seen a lot of colourful, bright, bold colour tops outside. So tell us more about going out tops today.
Okay, so going out tops used to be really huge in the 90s and the early 2000s. I mean, there used to be a time when dressing up was so easy. If you're going to a party or club or going on a date, you put on one of your super low-rise bell-bottom jeans, and then you just throw on a going out top. It used to come in so many different silhouettes, like, you know, spaghetti tops with, like, beaded ones, and then the halter necks, and then you have that really handkerchief top, you know, that triangle thing that Britney Spears used to wear. So that was the going top.
Old school.
Yeah, old school stuff. And these days, they're actually coming back in a whole different range of silhouettes. I mean, they definitely look slightly more modest than the designs back then. I mean, they come in long covered sleeves, high neck designs, or even turtleneck designs. So, and they have also like more luxe and grown-up feel to it. So there are pieces that come in like sparkly rhinestones that's used on metallic fabrics, and you know, materials such as chiffon, silk, velvet, lace, and match. It's all about the sparkle and shine.
So how would you pair it?
I pair it, you know, to make it look more current and less of the 90s and 2000s. You know, it's all about playing with contrasts. So I pair, like, you know, a top with more fabric on them, or a top with longer sleeves with shorts or miniskirts for like a reveal and conceal factor.
And if you have a more revealing top, like a backless silhouette, you pair them with, you know, high-waisted bottoms, mm-hmm. or flat pants, or, you know, a midi A-line skirt that's a bit more modest. And I'd say mix and match your materials. So if you have a lace top, you know, wear it with leather pants. And if you have a sequin top, you know, pair it with a silky skirt. So it's all about the contrast of the materials. And if you're going to wear with denim, I'd say avoid skinny jeans, because it might look a bit dated. So go with more of a straight leg crop style or a high-waisted mom version to look more 2017.
What are the best runways you've seen so far?
Best runways. If we're going to talk about going out tops, it's a huge sin to not mention Saint Laurent, because there were just so many beautiful trophy tops in their show this season. There was a lacy true top with billowy bell sleeves. They were held together by these really pretty silk ribbons. And then there was this off-the-shoulder bohemian-like top, you know, that's really flowy with silky satiny fabric. And then Self Portrait also had some beautiful tops. I mean, Han Chong, the designer, he used lots of ruffles, asymmetrical cutouts, and lace for tops. So very feminine, very elegant. Whereas Saint Laurent's definitely had a more party rock and roll vibe to it.
So let's talk about colours. What colours are in trend right now for going out tops?
For the festive season, I'd say go for more jewel tones. Mm-hmm. So we go for like crimson, or, you know, burgundy, or like deep purple, or even like golden tones, you know, like a really nice golden shade of brown or yellow. Yeah.
Just so long you don't look like Christmas ornaments, right?
I think that's okay as well, because lots of going out tops now come, like, they're all covered in like sequins and, you know, sparkly tops. It's nice, as long as you pair it with something that's a bit more modest than, you know.
So for someone who wants to, because in terms of sequins or sequin blouses as well as sheer metallic tops, it can be quite tricky for someone to wear, because if you are more of a little bit bigger size, you know, what kind of tops would you look at?
I'd say wear something that's a bit looser. You can always, you know, bring it in with a belt, or you can wear it, you know, a jacket over it to cover it up. So it's just all about, you know, the conceal and reveal. Just a little peek of it, just to not avoid looking like a Christmas tree. Yeah.
So do you think, would you invest in going out tops?
Yes, I would. I mean, they're so versatile. I mean, going out tops these days, they're so versatile. You can wear it for work. You can work it for the day. It's not just confined to the evening. So yes, I'd go for that. You know, it's very sexy. It's very feminine. It's so easy to pair with.
So where can we look for it?
Over here, I mean, you can get really affordable high street brands, such as Topshop, Zara, Miss Selfridge. I mean, you can even get them online at ASOS. And for great designer options, Net a Porter has some, and so does Club 21 multi-label store here.
So that was Florence Song of Al Malaysia with our hot trend for this week, going out tops, which brings us to the end of this week's show. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. Now you can catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, because it's Christmas season now, I'm going to leave you with another classic Christmas track by Frank Sinatra with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. May the spirit of the Christmas fill your home with peace, joy and love. I wish you all Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.